All right. Welcome to Hardworking Dad Podcast. I think the greatest part of these Thursday episodes is I don't have to do an introduction. I just get to come right in. What I want to talk about, I guess, this episode is really just the war going on in Israel. You know, when these things happen, it really gives you perspective. And I think as dads, we often really can use perspective because we're in the thick of it. We're in the midst of it. We're in the midst of taking care of the home, trying to be a good husband, trying to balance all our kids' activities and be a good dad, be a spiritual leader, take care of ourselves. And we just get caught up in our own worlds that we can forget the world around us. You know, oftentimes I'm convicted because, like, I think, man, I didn't pray for anyone outside of my family. Sounds like kind of a douchey thing, but or an unchristian thing to do. But sometimes I just get so caught up in the well-being of my family and myself and my marriage that I was like, man, I didn't pray for what's going on here. I didn't pray for my brother in this. And I think that's been, you know, I just self-involved. No other way to it, being self-involved, and just got to take a step back. And so I see these things and with the war, and you see these families going through just horrible things. You know, the kids being, you know, people just being shot on sight, women being taken and kidnapped and paraded through the streets. I mean, can you imagine that in America? And I think we're so blessed with safety that we really just kind of take it for granted sometimes. And I'm just reminded in this day that I had, yeah, maybe things were overwhelming at times. Maybe things were frustrating. But at the end of the day, my kids are going to bed safe. And, you know, we had food. You know, I watched this saw this reel, and it was just a boy like picking up scraps of plastic so he could save up for a backpack. And, you know, you see those reels, and they highlight, like, what some people do, and it's just, man, it's so heart-wrenching because when my kids need a backpack, I just get them a backpack. You know, it's so simple. And I think sometimes I even get caught up in trying to take care of my family's needs above and beyond. You know, I think we all want to make a living. We all want to make a nice living. And sometimes just in that pursuit of trying to earn money and take care of the needs of the family, I forget, like, we have more than enough. You know, we actually have a lot more than most people in the world. And, you know, you just see all these people on Instagram, you start comparing lives and comparing stories. And it's just a good premise to slow down and find thankfulness for the day. Obviously, no one knows what tomorrow holds, but man, when you hear things like this, it's just really sobering. And it just, you know, convicts my heart to be a little more grateful, have a little bit better perspective on the things that I have. Because you never know. And, you know, you never know what tomorrow holds. And I think, you know, sometimes I think, man, the best days really could, you know, one day I could be looking back and saying, man, those were the best days because my family was safe and we were laughing and we were smiling and, you know, there was no war or whatever, you know, there was no situation that was this or that. And so it's just the present moment. You know, I was reading Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. And one of the things that he said was that heaven is in the present. And I'm completely paraphrasing this, but he goes, and the devil tries to steal you from the present because that is the closest you can get to heaven, is the present. You know, the future brings worry, and when you go to the past, it can bring guilt or shame. So the only thing we really have is a present. And it's like that that quote from Kung Fu Panda. The present, what is it? He goes, the only thing we have is now. That's why it's called a present. That's why the presence is called a present. The presence is a present. Something like that. It's a gift, and that's why it's called the presence. I don't know if that's the present. Yeah, it's a gift, and that's why it's called the present, because time now is the gift. Sorry, it took me so long to word that out. But it's true. Now is a present. And I heard this guy, this another guy, he said, you know, I'm tired of having 1 foot in the future and 1 foot in the past, because then you're bow-legged and I'm tired of pissing on the present. And I was like, it was good. It's funny. And I think we can so easily do that. So I just wanted to really come on and just share that, you know, with what's going on in the world, let's take the time to first just pray for Israel and all these atrocities happening and the people. And then just thank God. Thank God for where we're at, what's going on, and that for the present circumstances, things are good. And, you know, find the gratitude, find the gratefulness for today. Because today is what matters. And so, yeah, that's just where I'm at. I mean, I think, man, these things are so heavy, and I don't want to just beat it over and over. But that's this Thursday's talk, is being in the present and the war that's going on. So, yeah. A couple things. If you enjoy this podcast, would love a rating and review. It would really help the podcast grow. If you're looking for resources, you can visit heartworkingdad.com. I have some free resources as well as a Heartworking Dad family plan. And also, if you're interested in taking this journey a little further, I have a course, self-guided course that you can take that I believe will transform your faith and your family life. Also, if you want to connect, you can email me at theheartworkingdad@gmail.com. But I'd also like to invite you to the Frontline Men's Prayer Group on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're also interested in that, you can email me, and I'll forward that on to my buddy Matt. But every week he does a prayer group. It is such a blessing, so amazing. He is awesome. It's really just a blessing to be a part of that and to see what God is doing in the lives of Christian men all over the world. I mean, we had someone from Egypt in there. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, pretty amazing. So love to see you on there. So if you could be on there. And with that, we'll talk on the next episode.